Ashley's up next, in case you haven't noticed. She's going to use the podium.
Well, that amazing picture was my idea. Thank you. turned out really well.
It's true. I mean, it was.
Well, Tim was talking about how there's a lot of warfare between, like, say, like, the devil and, like, God trying to bring us there and stuff, and I had a lot of that. So, I just kind of wanted, like, for what? I just kind of wanted to start off by saying that when we started talking about Oasis a little more and, like, getting closer to the trip, I was really planning on not going. I just didn't think it was going to be a good idea, and I needed to do what was best for my health. Literally less than 2 weeks before the weekend of the trip, I was in the emergency room with stomach problems. I talked to Tim and told him I'm not sure if I was going to be able to go. He told me to pray about it, but of course, with or without praying about it, I knew that I wanted to go, and that's what I was going to do. Then within those 2 weeks before the trip, I started to feel much better. So then I knew the trip was definitely on, and I wasn't going to let anything discourage me and bring me down. It's like a door open to allow one of the best possible weekends I could have. I also wanted to get the negative part out of the way. In the second breakout session that we had, it was called something like worshiping God when you feel ugly. I felt like that might be something to go to, considering I've dealt with disliking myself in different ways since probably middle school, but even more so for the past 2 years because of my health. And then we had to write a poster kind of like having like detail, like whatever, like how we feel about ourselves. The top part is the things I dislike about myself. The middle is what I like about myself, and the purple is what I think that God likes about me. And it's kind of a difference, and I didn't realize it was that big of a difference. So it was kind of a reality check for me. I knew that I did have low self-esteem for a while now, but I never wrote it down to look at the difference. It kind of sickened me. But we got back to the hotel, and after I did my favorite thing, took a nap, then I met everybody at the pool and went swimming. I just wanted to take a moment to thank these awesome people for being there for me every step of the way, whenever I needed anything, and always being there to make me laugh. But all the time, I feel like more teenagers deal with a lot of self-hate. This is such a terrible feeling that no one should ever have to feel. I wanted to share something that I messaged a friend when she was dealing with depression issues and missing a lot of school because of it. Of course, it's completely confidential. We were talking about how her relationship with God is, because I can't give anyone advice without having God involved. Her response to me was, "I used to be really close with God until I felt he wasn't giving me the strength to fight anymore." I have a hard time shortening things, anything I have to say, obviously, so this is my response to her. It's not that he's not giving you the strength, it's the fact that sometimes when you're a Christian, the devil tests you. Don't you think having these health issues affect my everyday life and might possibly for the rest of my life? Do you think it makes me lose faith in God? Trust me, I have many times. I felt so far away because my body felt so terrible, and it is hard trying to find a day where I feel okay. But the devil is testing my faith because he wants these evil things inside of me to consume everything I have, including my relationship with God. That's his goal, and he won't stop fighting till it happens. In other words, it will be a struggle, but I can't let it stop me. We are given these negative things in our lives because we need a reason to be able to prove how much we truly love Jesus and appreciate him dying for our sins. We need to show him how thankful we are that he did that, because we are by far not worthy of that. If God could have his way, the world would be perfect, but we can't have that. So we have to fight with these negative things. It might take a while for you to get through all these issues that you're going through. It might have been for a while already. You might not know where your life will be in 5 or 10 years, but I know one thing for sure. You will definitely be okay through Jesus, our Savior. Of course, her response was, "Wow, that was really amazing, but you know." I say these things in ways to hopefully help people. Anything that we go through can affect what we believe in and who we trust, but we can't let it take over our minds and spirits. Even though saying these things, it's a struggle for me, but I know who the ultimate healer is, and I won't stop pushing on towards him. Angel's most prized possession is freedom. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. The journey to the soul begins with one heart. To have the strength and the courage to take the first step is our duty as Christians. From Psalm 13, it says, How long, Lord, will you forget me forever? When will I see your face? How long will I wrestle with this? Do you even hear me? We all have some sort of bond that is holding on to us, making us struggle. Whether it's divorce, sin, regret, temptation, self-hate, we need to break those ties and be free through Jesus. I don't know if any of this means anything to anyone. These are things that I have been wanting to say for a couple weeks now, but we're encouraged through Oasis. Some of the amazing things that happened for me for the first time in possibly my whole life is that I actually feel the Holy Spirit when I pray for people. It is a new warming feeling, like he's right there. It's almost like a new ability that I want to keep practicing. But it was a very amazing youth trip, and I want to ask to have anybody else come with us other than these beautiful people.